This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We have moved on from Pirate Talk, although if you do want to offer up a trade suggestion, what you would do with some of these players, let us know at 412-928-9370. We're going to move into some Steeler conversation about their roster composition because there have been a lot of changes. Bob Pompiani here with Austin Bechtold. Joe Starkey on vacation enjoying some grandfather time and also some golf time. Want to remind you also the Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And if you call today on the Fan Hotline, that is presented to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
And Bob, Joe is enjoying his vacation, but I tell you what, I am really enjoying the Slice on Broadway pizza right now. Oh, man, do they bring it every week.
They do, and you're the first in line. I always notice you have it figured out exactly. Although I think it helped with our false start at the beginning of this hour.
Yes, that is a good possibility. But sometimes you got to make sure that you have your ear tuned to the door sometimes, that you can hear the pizza boxes ruffling. It's like,
I think you have a nose for food, too. You can smell it when it comes. You're normally the first to alert us that there's food in there.
It's so. Like visions of sugar plums dancing through my head.
What is your favorite kind of pizza? Because they bring Broadway Slice on Broadway a real lot of credit because there's a ton of different options here.
Yes, I like the classic plain pizza, but they bring so many good options where I also like eating the little pepperoni rolls that they bring. So
yeah,
I'll typically get
garlic rolls.
Yes. The garlic knots are very good.
They're knots, and they knot you up, though. That's the only thing, because they're so good, you want to eat five of them at once.
And you can't, because I have, and you can only limit yourself to three or four, but make sure that you dive in.
Limit yourself limits. That's what you have to do. But I've seen you already done it. You've done a good job speaking with food in your mouth, too. I've noticed you were still working on one when you did your update. I would never have noticed, except I saw it.
Yes. Thank you for pointing it out, Bob, just like Joe would do.
Well, yeah. He does it more often than me, though.
Joe will walk out of the studio and come back and start eating the pizza while you're talking. Be like, Bob, the pizza is absolutely incredible.
Joe's amazing that way. He can be multitasking. All right, so we're talking, and we want your opinions, too, at 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers roster is better than last year's? We went through the quarterback department. Running backs, we started into that, but I really do think that without Najee Harris in here, Caleb Johnson's going to be able to supply, I think, what he did and a little bit more. And when I say that, I'm talking about a little bit breakaway speed more than I don't think Najee really had. He had some nice 30-yard runs, but never anything that would, turn into a game-breaking kind of 60-yard run like we've seen some of the elite guys. I think Caleb Johnson has that. Jaylen Warren, to his credit, though, Austin, has been really putting on a lot of time in this offseason, working out. Every time you look around, there's a new video of him doing something. He looks bigger. And he's obviously fast. We know that. What do you expect from him in this year with no Najee Harris around and a rookie behind him?
He's going to be the lead back. And I'm impressed, especially over the last couple of years. It seems like Jaylen Warren gets faster every year. I don't know if you've also noticed that, but at least to me, it seems like he has a lot of breakaway speed in the open field. Maybe it's because Najee Harris wasn't very fast. So comparatively speaking, Warren has really good speed. I still think he does. He is going to be more of the featured guy, especially with Johnson as a rookie, and they're probably going to try to work him in. I expect that to be more of like a 50-50 workload by the time we get maybe halfway through the season. But I would expect Warren to be close to 1,000-yard back this year. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, and I think he'll also be very involved in the short pass game. You know, when he's had that opportunity, he's made that work, and he's turned those into some big runs. And it takes a little bit of pressure off Caleb Johnson, who will get his activity. But I think Kenneth Gainwell, as I said, I think is one of the underplayed signings that Omar Khan has made. So that's an interesting room. I don't know why Cordero Patterson is still listed here. Is he going to be on this roster? I can't imagine. You know,
well, why haven't they cut him yet?
Well, I don't think they have to yet, but I think they will eventually. And he's a Hall of Famer, right?
He is. Congratulations on all of his kick return.
That's always a debatable
success.
Topic, but I think if you look at strictly the kick return game and what he did to it, you have to put him in the Hall of Fame.
You know what's crazy is over the last 3 years, the amount of Hall of Fame players that will have at the very end of their career, Steelers on it, Cordero Patterson, Patrick Peterson, Darius Slay probably won't make it, but Aaron Rodgers, like, that's Jalen Ramsey. They've added a bunch of guys that are Hall of Fame, big-time names. But again, Patrick Peterson could not play anymore. Russell Wilson, another, can't really play anymore. Is that going to be the case with Rodgers? And I'm a Rodgers supporter right now, that they should have signed him and that this is the right move to make. In the back of my mind, I still have a little bit of a question. I think it's just natural to. I think you have to.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're 41, going to be 42, you have to ask a lot of questions. And that brings us to the offensive line, because this will be the whole key to it all. We can talk about, you know, playmakers all you want, but if the offensive line holds up, gets better, then I think Aaron Rodgers has a chance to actually succeed in what they're trying to do here, even if it's not the kind of game plan maybe that Rodgers wants all the time. I do think he should have the ability to change plays, adapt, do whatever he has to do, and they should give him that because he's earned that based on his career. But when you look at Broderick Jones at left tackle, Isaac Seumalo at left guard, Zach Frazier at center, Mason McCormick. Now, this is a guy that not many people thought would emerge as a starter, but he really has as a fourth-round pick. That may be one of the best picks, at least for now, that we can look at, that he's got more bang for his buck out of a fourth-rounder. And then Troy Fautanu, everybody watching both tackles. So biggest concern of the offensive line for you would be what?
Broderick Jones, first and foremost. Like, I have some questions about Mason McCormick, but I mean, are you in agreement with me, Bob? I mean, we haven't seen Broderick Jones yet on the left side. That's been his natural position. Like, if Malzi dancing around the studio singing the Rocky theme to Broderick Jones is going to be proven true, this is going to be the year to see it, and especially protecting Aaron Rodgers, which is going to value more than a mobile quarterback.
It's year three. It's his first year at this position, though, and it's the most important position, really, on that entire offensive line when you talk about quarterback protection. I think Zach Frazier is very steady, and he's going to be a player that every year will be a Pro Bowl type of player. McCormick has a nasty streak in him, which I like. And he doesn't really care about, you know, being in the limelight at all.
No, not
where really. He was, and especially as a fourth-round pick. Those guys have a different kind of motor and a different kind of agenda. They know that they can't take a practice off, they can't take anything off, because they have to earn their stripes. And he was able to do it because of an injury. Got an opportunity to play a little bit, and now he's in, you know, trusted to be a starter at right guard. But that's, if I have a concern, it's that side of the offensive line. Well, and I know Broderick Jones tops my list, but if I'm looking at a second-year player in McCormick and a second-year player in Fautanu, who really is in his first year, that we don't know enough about.
No.
That could be a problem.
No, that's a good point. But going back to one thing that you said about, like, egos and stuff like that on the offensive line. If you have like an egotistical offensive lineman, doesn't that kind of bode pretty badly for your team? I remember Taylor Lewan was kind of one of those
Taylor
guys.
Taylor Lewan, yep.
Good podcaster, but seems like that became a distraction in Tennessee and maybe a little bit in Cleveland when he was there. Kelsey was never that, though. Kelsey was just a leader, so.
No, I think those guys are cut from a different cloth.
They really are.
They understand how it works. They know that they're kind of the jumper cables to the car. In order to get the car going, those guys got to do their job. Now, depth-wise, you know, typically they'll keep three of these guys. Spencer Anderson's been around.
Yeah.
Dylan Cook's been around. Ryan McCollum, you know, was good for them when he had a chance to play. And Calvin Anderson's another guy. So, I mean, they have depth. I don't know how good the depth is, But if you get too deep into an offensive line, you normally have problems.
Yeah, and they signed Max Sharping as well, the guard from Washington. That'd be another depth piece if he becomes anything.
But overall, you know, potentially it could be a good thing, or potentially it could have problems. If it has problems, it'll translate into other areas of the field. Which brings us to tight end. And I bring this up before wide receiver because there's a guy on this list of Jonnu Smith who I think can be a good wide receiver too, even though he's not listed as a wide receiver. With him in this roster now, after Pat Freiermuth, do you think they need a second receiver opposite Metcalf? And I'm not going to rule out that Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson can be that guy. Specifically Calvin Austin. I think he's moved up to a point where he can make things happen, especially down the field.
As a wide receiver too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't make a deal, who else do you have at this point?
I think he's more
of a slot guy. You're going to put Robert Woods?
Well, I hope not. He seems like he could be
Van Jefferson
2.0.
You have Ben Skoranek. Who am I missing?
That's why I would add
Roman Wilson.
I mean, they must be really banking on Roman Wilson to be something this year if they are not going to add another wide receiver. Now, I mean,
I think they're still going to add another wide receiver, though. I do think that.
What quality of wide receiver is it going to be?
Well,
like, I talked to Tyler Boyd a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he wants to play for the Steelers.
It won't be him.
Do that. I don't think it probably will either. I know that there's some interest, but I mean, could it be Gabe Davis?
Gabe Davis still is out. They've interviewed him. They brought him in. I don't know. You know,
what is Gabe Davis? He's a wide receiver three. He's a creation of Josh Allen and
Buffalo.
Maybe,
but he also had some really big time plays in the playoff game against Kansas City. He was a bust in Jacksonville, which is why he's in the position he's in. But he has talent. You know, and again, what's left out there? Keenan Allen still unsigned?
And again, we've had the Amari Cooper discussion where he's really not somebody who is going to, you know, break down any walls to be able to be here and be a star player for you. The options are thin now. And you knew that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They traded George Pickens, and I think it was more so wanting to just get Pickens out the door in an addition by subtraction. But what was the last time that they had addition by subtraction? With Deontay. And it didn't end up being that great of a move because Dante Jackson was just an average corner. Sure, you could say Deontay flopped everywhere else he went, but at the time, he was still somebody that had some value. So that's what makes me wonder if they should have held on to Pickens for a little bit longer to try to parlay him for a different receiver.
That's what I was – that was my motivation. Two things with him. I'd rather have the upside of George Pickens, even with the headaches, opposite DK Metcalf, to stretch this field and open areas that needed to be unlocked. And with two guys like that running go routes, moving on the field deep, you create more freedom for the middle of the field. And they have some guys who can actually help you there. So I was – that's why I was in the – in the camp of keeping George Pickens. I understand the headaches. I understand what they're doing. But I would have tried and trusted that he would understand that this is the biggest year of his career. And if he doesn't, you know, lock it up, put all the ego behind him and just play,
yeah,
then he's only hurting himself. So I would have kept him. That they didn't do that. So now they're in that a little bit of a quandary. But of these guys, who would you suspect would be wide receiver number two?
Well, probably is Calvin Austin at the moment.
Like, at the moment.
He is their wide receiver too. But I don't look at him as somebody who I want to write down on paper is a true wide receiver too, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I just, he's a talented guy, but he's more of a three. He's more of a slot guy. He's more somebody who...
Well, he's probably listed as slot right now, but that can change also. You know, like, I mean, he's emerged year in and year out, is getting better.
Who's your other outside wide receiver? Roman Wilson and Robert Woods?
I guess.
And that's...
They have Brandon Johnson, but he's just a name.
They're going to end up running a lot of 12 personnel. Two tight ends, two wide receivers, one running back. And they're probably going to end up using Calvin Austin and Jonnu Smith on the field a lot at the same time. Maybe Roman Wilson factors in and they rotate Austin and Wilson depending on the packages.
Are you, you know, Darnell Washington looks a lot better physically than he's ever looked. I don't know what, you know, what the plan is for him other than blocking. They use him occasionally, but with Smith in the fold, I don't know how much he's going to get. And quite frankly, Connor Hayward, what role will he have? And is he close to being on the bubble?
Oh, I think he is definitely on the bubble. He's one of those teams that are right now like 67, 68, 69, 70 in the field of 68. Like Connor Hayward right now is probably thinking that he needs to have a really good camp right now to be able to make this roster just because of the depth at tight end. And Bob, I don't know about you, but do you think they need to use Darnell Washington better? Because I feel like they should just park him inside the five, throw it up to him, kind of like how Russell Wilson did, except that he overthrew the guy that's like 10 feet tall.
He was open, too.
They should utilize him in a role like that, where they match him up against a corner, whether it's a slot corner, motion Darnell Washington to get him into good matchups. You should be able to use that 6'7 body to be able to box somebody out. And, you know, I'm not going to say he's Antonio Gates, but play an Antonio Gates type of role in the end zone.
Right.
Where you're boxing out a guy like it's Gates on the basketball court.
And it's a little like, you know, you have, especially down inside the 5-yard line, play action, all of a sudden he releases, and he's a big target. He doesn't, if you throw the ball in the right position, he should be able to make most receptions down there. I agree with that, but when you have Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth, he's not going to be on the field as much as I think he probably would want. So,
no.
I mean, two over and under, three over and under numbers, and you tell me what you think of this. Jalen Warren. 1,100 rushing yards, over under.
I'm going to say under. I think Johnson will be factored in a decent amount.
And I would agree with that. DK Metcalf, 850 receiving yards, 8 touchdowns.
Ooh, over yards, under touchdowns.
Why under touchdowns?
I feel like they're going to try to get Jonnu Smith involved a good bit, and same thing with Freiermuth. It would not surprise me if Metcalf has like 6, maybe 7 touchdowns. And whether we see the Roman Wilson breakout or Calvin Austin becomes a factor, I think that there's going to be a good amount of utilization of the tight ends with Rodgers. Whether that is he wants to get the ball out of his hand quickly or he's dumping it down, I think he's going to trust Freiermuth, who it seems like he's building a good relationship with. I mean, Pat said it on the McAfee show that he was DMing with Rodgers a lot, and it seems like the workout in Malibu and stuff like that. I realize a lot of people were there, but it seems like the chemistry has built between Rodgers and Freiermuth, maybe the best of any receiver outside of Metcalf so far.
All right, one more for you before we take a break, and then we'll flip over to the defense and take a look at it position by position. And if you'd like to offer your opinions, call 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. And that would be Aaron Rodgers, 23 touchdowns, over or under?
Over.
You're going to be over.
Over. I think we're looking at more like maybe 28, Bob. Could he push 30? Mm-hmm. I don't think he gets there, but I think he gets close.
Here's another interesting one that's thrown out there on these prop bets. Over and under, games missed. Aaron Rodgers, 3.
I'm going to say under. I think he misses 1 or 2 games, but I don't think it stretches to 3.
That's probably the most important prop number.
That's a good number.
And he needs to be there for the majority of these games if they're going to have the kind of success they want.
And you know what that would mean, Bob, if that's ultimately the case? You know who would end up getting the ball if that's the case to end up leading the ride, our good buddy Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, that's fine. I think Mason, you know, when he was here last, I remember some very good things, some very good throws. He's the one guy who had a really good relationship with George Pickens, you know? Oh, here we go.
It's the Rudolph train.
There was no doubt about it.
Bob, you know, I've thought
that train is still on the tracks.
I thought about changing the train and debuting a new train next week.
The A-Train.
You'll just have to stand by for what train it is.
The Will Howard train? Are you going to go that deep?
Think outside the box, Bob.
For quarterbacks we're talking about?
No, we're talking just in general.
Oh, in
general.
Think
outside the box. What train should we be jumping on right now?
Offensively?
Any Pittsburgh sports. What train should we be jumping on? Think about what just went down in the last
day. You're confusing me. Oh, the cruise train.
The Gavin McKenna train.
Oh.
That's going to debut soon, I'm sure.
First of all right, I know people out there are consumed with the fact that he's, first of all, how about $700,000 to play hockey at Penn State? Pretty good deal if you're him for 1 year. And that program is just moving so fast into elite status.
Ignore the fact that he's going to Penn State. We'll just throw that out of the way because we know that some people don't like that.
Pony put out a good polling question yesterday, which I liked. Which would you rather have, Drew Aller, a Penn State guy, to be the next Steeler quarterback, or Gavin McKenna, the Penn State hockey player, to be the Penguins' number one pick?
It's a great question.
I didn't see how the results were, so I have no idea what they are.
They favored McKenna.
McKenna.
By a pretty decent margin.
Well, I think the Penguins are in need of that. Now, for that to happen, a lot of things have to happen. The odds are not in your favor. You have to be a lottery team, which they were. They probably will be. And then you have to be lucky. That's the only way you could do it. And if you don't get him, then you don't get him. So I think it's a long shot. I think there are better odds of Drew Aller being the Steelers quarterback than Gavin McKenna being a Pittsburgh Penguin.
Well, I do too, just because you can manipulate where you go and move up in the draft, where the lottery, at least at first, if you don't get the number one overall pick and you're the Penguins and you don't win the lottery, you are not getting Gavin McKenna. I don't care how many draft picks Kyle Dubas has. They are not going to be able to trade from, we'll call it hypothetically, 3 to 1 to be able to get him, because whoever wins the lottery is keeping the golden ticket.
There's no question about that, and he will be a golden ticket. If you've not seen the highlights, you should go to YouTube and find out. The guy can just – he's amazing how good Gavin McKenna is, especially in transition kind of plays. He's got all the moves, and he's got the size, he's got the speed, he's got it all, and that's why he's going to be probably the next generational player, the first one since Connor McDavid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.